This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Rekha Gupta will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. The name was announced after Delhi BJP Legislator Party meeting in New Delhi yesterday. Rekha Gupta met Delhi LG VK Saxena in Raj Nivas yesterday and stayed claim to forming the new government. She won the Shalimar Bagh seat in the recently held Delhi Assembly polls. She began her political journey through ABVP at Daulat Ram College, Delhi University in 1992. She became the president of the Delhi University Students' Union. Rekha Gupta has also served as the General Secretary of BJP Mahila Morcha in Delhi. She will take oath as a Chief Minister today at the iconic Ram Leela Maidan. The oath of office in secrecy will be administered by the LG at around 12:35 p.m. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, among others, are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to attend the event. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds. Meanwhile, several BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers, have congratulated her. Congratulating Rekha Gupta in a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that he has full faith in Rekha Gupta. He added that BJP's new Chief Minister in Delhi will work with dedication in the direction of the resolution taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make Delhi one of the top capitals of the world. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a two-day visit to Johannesburg, South Africa from today to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers' Meeting. He is visiting at the invitation of Minister of International Relations and Cooperation of South Africa, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Minister's participation in the G20 FMM will strengthen India's engagement with the G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold a few bilateral meetings in the margins of the foreign ministers' meetings. The Haryana government has appointed 1990 batch IAS officer Anurag Rastogi as the state's new chief secretary. According to a government order issued yesterday, Rastogi at present, financial commissioner, revenue and additional chief secretary, finance and planning has been posted as chief secretary. It said that Rastogi would also hold the charge of additional chief secretary, finance and planning. Notably, Haryana got a new chief secretary in the span of over 3 months. Outgoing Chief Secretary Vivek Joshi, a 1989 batch Haryana cadre, IAS officer, was recently appointed as an election commissioner. The 9th Asia Economic Dialogue is being organized from today in Pune, Maharashtra. The Asia Economic Dialogue is External Affairs Ministry's annual flagship track 1.5 Dialogue on Geoeconomics. The 3-day dialogue is being co-hosted in collaboration with Pune International Center. The theme of the dialogue is economic resilience and resurgence in era of fragmentation. The dialogue will explore key contemporary topics in geoeconomics, including artificial intelligence and automation, economic imperatives of cybersecurity and facets of blue economy in Indian Ocean region and beyond. It also aims to address the complexities of economic fragmentation and identify actionable pathways for resilience and resurgence. Asia Economic Dialogue 2025 will bring together political leaders and senior government officials, academicians, policymakers, and industry experts from India and abroad for deliberations. India and Argentina has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to strengthen cooperation in lithium exploration and mining. The agreement was signed during a meeting held by Coal and Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy with Governor of Catamarca, Argentina, Raul Alejandro Jalil in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, the discussion focused on expanding cooperation in the mining sector, particularly in the lithium exploration and investment opportunities. The Secretary of the Ministry of Mines and the senior officials of the Ministry of Mines were also present in the meeting. Senior officials from both sides engaged in discussions on policy frameworks, regulatory aspects, and sustainable mining practices to ensure a mutually beneficial partnership. In the 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy, Indian team led by Rohit Sharma will begin their campaign against Bangladesh at the Dubai International Stadium today. The tournament featuring the 8 top-ranked one-day international teams will be held across Pakistan and the UAE. The final will be played on 9th of next month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.